Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the new revamped Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. That's right. We're sleek. We're streamlined. We're different. Not the same. We're built for a new era, a new age. Here's the deal. You love this pod. You want to listen to it in its entirety all at once. Patreon.com/countthedings. Become a Patreon. You get this pod all at once, all together, drops in your inbox on Monday mornings. You also get the return of the OG pod. That's right. It's me. It's Tom. It's Trey. It's Zach. It's Waz. It's even Jade. We're all on that shit. The shit that you first fell in love with. If you're an OG, you remember True Hoop, you remember all the things we used to do and how fun that was on the Spreecast and the live streams and all that stuff. Guess what? We brought it all back and we could talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about. So again, be a Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. You'll get this all at once. You'll get the OG pod. You'll get the live watch alongs, which by the way, today, as it drops on Monday, October 31st, Halloween, me, Zach Harper, Anthony Mays, we're doing a live watch along of Jason X for Halloween. Tap in. We're going to relive that pod. We're going to crack some jokes. It's going to be a ball. You get this and so much more for being a Patreon. So don't waste any time. Patreon.com/countthedings. Great episode for you. Let's get it started with Halloween. It's Halloween day, night. I don't know what you want to call it. Jerv. Did you, like me, make the discovery, the surprise discovery that when you're an adult, Halloween party is the Saturday before Halloween if it falls on a weekday? But
no, I've known that for a minute.
No, but when you're a parent, the trick-or-treating is always on the 31st. These little niggas don't care about work tomorrow, school tomorrow, none of that shit. We ain't trick-or-treating on Saturday. We ain't trick-or-treating on Sunday. They're doing it Monday. They're doing it tonight, Jerv.
So, don't think that you can be slick and do what I did, which is take, you know, I took my daughter on Saturday. I took her to, it's called like a trunk or treat, or whatever the fuck the case may be. It's the first time I had ever been.
What is trunk or treat?
So, it's basically like they got the cars and they got the little shit where like the trunks popped and that's like the doorstep now.
Is that like some COVID shit?
No, they've been doing it. They was doing it before that. But, I mean, you know, some neighborhoods, some people just, you know, people be bah humbug with that shit. Because I know you can't get in my apartment trying to ask for some fucking candy. I ain't going to have no bowl laid out anyway.
Oh, dog, I just put a bowl out in front of my house, put the candy in a sign, say, please take one.
Word?
Yeah.
First of all.
No one takes one.
I'm shocked.
Shocked at what?
You don't strike me as someone that gets down with the festivities, my brother.
Oh, I mean, I don't. Like, we're not, like, I'm on my block. Because, you know, I just moved to this neighborhood a year ago. So last year was our first Halloween. And I was like, oh, shit. These motherfuckers go all in. I'm talking about inflatables and neon lights and goose. And this one dude, shout out to my neighbor. I don't know what his name is. But this dude has, like, it looks like a jar with a head inside it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, when you walk by, the head speaks, and it'll be like, hey, you in the orange hoodie. And you're like, what the fuck? How did it know, like, what color hoodie I'm wearing? Like, yeah, that's you. Yeah, don't act surprised. Da, da, da. So it's like the head's talking, and at first I was freaking out. Like, yo, how is this? Then I realized it's probably just, like, a Ring camera inside this head. This nigga's sitting in his room, and when somebody walks by, it triggers,
and then you got control with the mic and everything, which is dope. And so I was like, wow, that's a cool ass thing. So that's the neighborhood I'm dealing with. So I'm not that nigga. I'm not going to put it. I mean, we got a pumpkin. I think we're going to carve it today. I'm not sure. To put outside, put a candle in it. That's it. And then a bowl with the candy, because I don't want people. First of all, I'm out and about myself with the kids. But also, I don't want a bunch of people knocking on my door and my ring alert going off 8 million times. So I just leave a bowl and put a sign and say, please take one. And that's it. And like, you know, I know no one takes just one. Everyone's taking a handful. But like, it never runs out, bro. Like, I got candy from last year. So, yeah, man. Like, I don't know if that means I'm down with the festivities, Jerv, or not. But yeah, Trey, you shouldn't have to. Ain't nobody coming into your house. That's just crazy.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm just talking about just trying to get in my complex. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. Like, to get to my door and do all that other stuff. You know? Yeah, I'm getting community, brother. So you can't even do it. That's not nothing fancy, bro. But I'm just saying, I would feel like it's been 2 years in a row where I haven't seen any kids. Even when I was in Arizona, I didn't see any kids just because of that. And then obviously my school was a candy-free campus.
Oh, word? What I'm saying?
Yeah, so we wasn't even doing that. Bro, that's so bad for me.
Jerv, I know.
You're not, I know.
I wish my kid's school was like that, man. These niggas be giving them candy every day. I'm like, stop giving these niggas candy.
Yeah, man.
Come up with a new incentive.
I don't give Haven candy like that. But, I mean, on Halloween, I let her go in. You know what I mean? Every now and then I give her like literally two M&Ms. You know what I mean? Like the little chocolate, the little ones, not the ones with anything inside of it other than chocolate, but candy free.
The reason why, Jerv, and I'm going to explain, kids have allergies. So some candies have peanut butter in it. Some candies have, you know, different things that give these kids sick. And, you know, like if I don't know what's going on and they're passing the candy to each other and they eat it, and now I'm looking like, yo, what the fuck happened? Why are they having an allergic reaction? Now I got to go get an EpiPen and we freaking out. You know what I mean? Like sometimes 90% of my class was allergic to peanut butter. So if a kid.
Damn, 90%.
Had 90%, which was crazy because I never knew anybody growing up allergic to peanut butter ever. We all ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches like that shit was normal. So now niggas had to get soy nut butter or almond butter, right? And I'm sure that shit doesn't taste the same.
Soy nut butter sounds terrible. Almond butter straight, soy butter, whatever that shit you just said.
I don't know. I haven't had it, but I'm going to say this. Look, so if someone brought peanut butter, they would have to eat outside from the class and then go wash their hands for 2 minutes. Because again, you touch shit. This shit can really send a kid off with their allergies. But as being the resident guy with no kids on this pod, I fucking stumbled upon a Halloween party on accident. And I was mad as shit.
Why would you be mad that you stumbled on a Halloween party?
Because, nigga, I was going to eat. I was not trying to go to a fucking Halloween party. I went to Soho House, and I didn't know that there was a Halloween party on Friday. So I get there and I'm like, yo, is there any tables available? They say, no, it's bottle service today. I said, bottle service? I'm just trying to get like a quick little bite to eat. I got my homie with me, his girl's with him, and I got another homie. They're like, no, we're not.
What time
is
this, Trey?
7:30 p.m.
What?
Exactly, I mean. And I'm a paying member. This is why I'm upset. So I'm like, I pay all this money.
All these people ain't
these. And they're not members. They're not in their members because they're having a private party. So niggas is in there dressed up in costumes going all out. Good for them. They're giving away free complimentary drinks. I'm not drinking. So I'm really mad because I'm sitting there. Niggas getting drunk. We're posted up. The DJ's playing. And I'm just like, I told my ass I was not going to no Halloween festivities. Again, Halloween ain't till Monday. So this means, you know how determined you have to fucking be to celebrate Halloween Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday? Dog.
Dog, you sound like a meme. You sound like what I think a meme would say. Like, what the fuck?
I'm not being police, my nigga, but no, come on, bro.
If I were in Trey's situation, being someone who, again, spends a lot of money to be a member at some place and also can't drink physically, again, I mourn for you, sir. And just, and by the way, try to get dinner at 7:30. That's fucking ridiculous. At the very least, by the way,
like give me a cutoff. Like, hey, you know what? We're closing every. We're closing down the dining hall at 8:45 or 9, because we're setting up for a party. I'd be like, okay, but to go in there at fucking 7:35.
Yeah,
did they send like an email or anything?
No, I didn't even know it was a party, bro. I didn't even know it was a party. So now I'm at this fucking party. Like again, I'm not. I'm standing there just like, all right, cool. And I'm like, bro, I'm not about to. And that's another thing. I'm not about to get a table at somewhere where I pay thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars, bro. Bottle service. I don't have to prove nothing like that, bro. This shit is enough, bro, for my privacy and everything else. Now I got people that's non-members taking pictures of me while I'm standing here looking like a dickhead. My stomach's hurting. Like,
yeah, I know this isn't what you mean. But this nigga said, standing there taking pictures of me while I'm eating. Like this nigga's.
No, while I haven't eaten.
Like, oh, while you haven't eaten.
Yeah, so you know I'm grumpy, bro. I'm already grumpy. I haven't eaten.
You're angry?
Oh, all the time, bro. Yeah. I'm the worst, bro.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
And that was the thing. Like, I felt bad.
Angry person, bro. That's why
I felt bad, because I invited the homie and his wife like on some shit like, oh yeah, we'll just get some dinner here.
No, wow.
I can be okay with not eating. But when you got somebody's wife that's hungry too,
yeah,
nigga, and now your homie looking at you like, bro, you told me it was gonna be food.
Come on, bro, you making me look bad.
Exactly, and that was the thing. I hate that part, because I would have just took the L. I would have left. You know what I mean? And now I'm sitting here with the other homie. Yep. The homie's getting plastered while I'm just watching him drink.
I don't know, man. It's funny. I'd be like, I hate when that happens, man. You know, I said this to you earlier, Trey, not on air, but like, that's why I don't go out with couples, man. Mm-hmm. I don't want to feel responsible. Like, for, it's like, you know, the worst part about going out with a couple, it's like you're going out on a date, but you're definitely not going to fuck, but you could still fuck it up for someone else. Like, it's like, yes. Oh, what are we doing here, mm-hmm. man? That's just so much pressure and stress for no payoff, you know?
Yeah, because you gotta be on your best behavior. You know what I'm saying?
Like you're on a date.
You gotta be on your best behavior, because
it's all the worst parts of a date.
And if you do something wild, that is now a reflection of your friend. Because it's like, oh, that's what you niggas be doing?
Exactly.
Oh,
because it's like you're on a date mm-hmm. with all the bad parts, but also none of the upside, and also you could still fuck this up for yourself and for someone else now, right? So it's just like, wow, why do I want to put myself in that kind of pressure? Now if you're going double dating, right, they got their partner, you got your partner. All right. Like, that way we all know what the deal is. And also, I have stakes at hand. Like, right? Like, I'm like, if I play my cards right, you know, even if it's your wife, you know, it's still like, if I play my cards right.
Like, yeah, because you don't want to be in a doghouse. Like, coming home after a group date that you thought was a great idea, and now, like, yeah, y'all having a competition of a love-off. Like, a nigga be like.
Well, that's true.
That's like,
you be looking at your man like, bro, that's not even you. Yo, why are you doing this right
now? I just.
Like, yo, you making me look real bad, my nigga.
You know what I just realized? I just went through this whole hypothetical of going on a double date is cool. And then I realized, like, I haven't done that shit. Like, I might have done that shit once in the last 10 years.
Once. I'm going to be honest, bro. I seen the homie do the most one time, and I was hot. Because, you know, you watching from that. That's your point of view. So, you know what I mean? Because your point of view going to look like them niggas been in love for 40 years. You know what I mean? You be like, man, these niggas low-key in the honeymoon stage. And now your girl looking at you like, hey, dog.
It definitely put remember that pressure what you used on to, you,
oh, my God. Oh, let me tell you something. If you want to fucking accelerate the end of our togetherness, just say, remember when you used to do that? Or remember when you used to do that shit. Like, you're going to be remembering for real. That's a automatic, like, yo, stop. I remember when you used to text me all the time. Like, I never texted you all the time. I remember when you used to ask me how my day was. Like,
I live not with only you.
Do I, by the way, not only do I not.
I live with you is funny. That's a good,
fun. Like, why am I texting you? You're in the fucking house with me.
Well, like, oh, you don't text me good morning. Like, I never did. Like, yes, you did. Like, no, not only did I never text good morning, but I had a whole conversation with you about how I think it's dumb that people text good morning. Or my favorite. You don't wish me a happy birthday. So we've discussed this in great detail. Yeah. I think they think I'm trying to be cute or some shit, or like maybe I haven't met the one who makes me want to say happy birthday. Like, no, nobody. I don't do it for anybody. I don't care.
Would you send the emoji with the birthday hat on? Is that too much like saying happy birthday?
I don't acknowledge, bro.
Got you.
Now, if you said, hey, can we go out to dinner for my birthday? Like, you said it like a week ago, whatever. I'm going to be like, okay, yeah, I'll set something up. We'll go out to dinner. Because to me, it's like, all right, so you're asking, let's go out on a date. But like, to me specifically, that balloons and a fucking thing and send a text and post something on Instagram. Like, no, I'm not doing none of that shit. It's ridiculous. But I will celebrate Halloween. And it's not just because I have kids. Obviously, the kids, we're going to go out tonight and we're going to do our shit. But even before I had kids, even when I'm not around my kids, even on a Saturday night before Halloween, like last night or, you know, this weekend. Yeah, I'll do it, man. I've learned you don't really need to buy costumes. You can just reuse costumes. No one remembers. No one cares. So, like, I'm basically, this is the third year I've worn the same fucking outfit. Nobody's noticed. It's awesome.
What is your outfit, or you can't reveal it?
It's a Grim Reaper. It's black thing, black hoodie, or black kind of thing with a black mask. You can't see my face.
Easy call. Easy call. Okay.
So easy, man. So simple. So easy. Timeless. Like, and by the way, I'd be going in character. I don't know if y'all do that shit. I'd be in character. So I'll walk around. I don't say a word. And people be like, is that a mean? And I'll be like shaking my head mad, slow. Like, oh, my God, who is that? Oh, my God, who is that? Like, yeah, that's right. They like it. They like to be scared. They like a little bit of danger.
That's just so funny, dude.
Yeah. What,
you got to be a fun dad, though, man. Fuck it.
Are you? Oh, I mean, like, well, you know, it's funny. Oh, you know what? I just remembered. I have another outfit. I could do that tonight. I had a horse head that I wore on air on ESPN.
You gonna be BoJack?
I was BoJack like 5 years ago. I was BoJack. I had the jacket. I had the blue sweater. I even bought the green pants and the Chuck Taylors. And that's so hard. And I was BoJack and nobody got it.
That's
no. Hard. I did a whole A block, Jerv. The whole A block with the fucking horse head on. Nobody got that shit. Nobody tweeted. Oh shit, that's but nobody got shit. I was like, well, it's like the year I was dressed as Baby Billy from fucking Righteous Gemstones. And nobody got, they're like, oh, what are you? Are you like a grandpa? I'm like, oh, you motherfuckers, man.
Oh, gosh.
Turn on.
What were you
going to
say? I mean,
yo, that's coming back soon, too, by the way.
Yeah, I see. I follow them on Instagram. They all like be posting, like,
they're filming right now.
Yeah, yeah. So, what would you say, Trey?
No, you were about to ask me something before you talked.
Trey, Trey, have you always been a bah humbug when it comes to Halloween, or did you have a
nah, man, I fucked with it. I mean, obviously, you know, my first couple costumes was Dracula, the fake ass teeth with the shit. You know what I mean? But they used to take. I think what made, and Jerv can attest, and I'm sure you can attest too. I mean, 20 years ago, or shit, 25 years ago, maybe even 30 years ago, the climate of your neighborhood was completely different. So you wasn't going to these neighborhoods and knocking on doors and walking around and just freely just fucking mobbing. I think the one time we would go all the way to like Lakewood just to go, because those are like the nicest houses, and you knew like nobody was going to kind of fuck with you. But then when I became like a preteen, once you become a preteen, especially like in LA, you just like, you looked out as a man. You looked as a man. So nigga gonna bang on you or just threaten you, bro. And this is the shit I seen on TV. I seen some white kids throwing some eggs, and I thought it would be a good idea to go to a neighborhood and throw a carton of eggs. First of all, my grandma wanted to put me out the house because I wasted a carton of eggs. You know what I mean? Like, I'm 12 at this time. And then I went to the wrong hood and hit the wrong house, bro.
What do you mean?
I hit the wrong house.
Wrong house? Like, be specific.
We was in a crib neighborhood. We was in Santana Block.
Oh, no. Come on.
We were at a gangbanger's house, bro. It was like they trap house. I was just throwing them at houses. I didn't know who house I was hitting. They came out, and they chased us. And they were shooting at us.
Damn, Trey.
So
no wonder this nigga don't fuck with Halloween.
So I was more so like, hey, I can't fuck with this shit, for one. And also, you don't want to be walking around with the costume, because a nigga not going to have that friendly, welcoming thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be doing the walk-by shit. You don't know if a nigga going to shoot or not. So we don't play that dress-up shit back where we from. You can't dress up, nigga. I'm shocked the COVID mask is working, because you need to know who is on your block.
Damn.
You don't know who that is.
My man Trey is with the triggers of childhood trauma.
College made it safe though. College made it safe, and when I moved to Arizona, I was okay.
Them hoes made it safe.
There you go. But my last Halloween costume was 2020 when I was in Portland. I was Spider-Man. Yeah, I do dressed up as Spider-Man.
The spandex?
Yeah, I wore the whole shit.
Damn, man. They got the nut huggers on.
And I had some red and white Dunks on, low tops. And I was just mobbing. Nobody knew it was me, because I had like the real, real one. Like the
textured one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope, bro. That's dope.
So
that's dope.
I was just mobbing around, and like, I didn't want to talk. Like how you said, I was just in character. So nobody really, I'm getting on the elevator, people taking selfies with me. And it was during the time when niggas was getting shamed for partying. So it worked out perfect for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There
you know
go.
What I'm saying? Because niggas is like, oh, you.
That was the depth of the pandemic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The depth of the pandemic. Yeah.
Spider-Man talked though. So you could have talked, bro.
No, I could have. But like, the thing is, I mean, as soon as I talk, niggas know it's me. Like, Jerv. Yeah. So you have to understand. So I was hitting on the whole shit of like, I'm not going to say shit. I'm going to have my good time. I'm going to be kicking it with whoever I want to kick it with. That shit almost felt like being white, bro, with no consequences.
Halloween's a magical night, man.
Oh, man.
We all get what we want.
Speaking of magical night, bro, it's always one person that takes the costume too far. And that nigga was the nigga who dressed up as a Nazi and pulled up in Soho last night.
Really?
Yes, bro. He took it too far. Like niggas wasn't going to record that. Yeah. He about to lose his job. He probably a dickhead that lives in Williamsburg.
But for what, though, man? Like, for what?
It wasn't worth it. It's not worth it.
Exactly. Like, first of all,
that shit ain't funny at all.
The caliber of pussy you're pulling with that one. I don't know if you want that one, right? Number two, it's like, For what? For what, man? All right. All right, that's going to do it for us on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Reminder, if you wanted to listen to this entire 1 hour, whatever, however long it is, podcast, all at once, you didn't want to wait day by day for bits to come out, patreon.com/countthedings. Become a member. Go ahead, get access to this pod all at once. Go ahead, get access to the OG pod. Me, Trey, Waz, Zach, Tom, Jade. We're all back together. And we're potting, and that's episode one was like, we never
left. And we'll start bringing guests too. So we'll bring start guests, tapping we'll bring OGs.
People, yeah, like Blast from the Past and shit.
Like Jerv.
Jerv
can have his ESPN archives tale. He could tell his stories.
Oh shit, man. All the Red Notice fucking stories, the classified stories about to be declassified. So make sure you're up Patreon. And also, again, if you're listening to this on Monday, the 31st, watch along. We have a watch along for the movie. Jason X, me, Zach, and Maze. We're going to do that. So definitely join us. If you listen to this because you listened to it late or just got to you late, don't worry. We do these regularly, these watch alongs. As a Patreon member, you get access to that. So make sure you are tapped in. All right, for Jer, for Trey, I'm Amin reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.